going on, world? DS1 Ross, and we back here on Sheep Stay Sleep TV. Shout out to everybody who support the platform. Much love. And we are back with another video. And in this video, I want to speak on Black people and their selective outrage about entertainment. I want to speak on Black people today and their selective outrage about entertainment and the entertainment industry. See, what I notice with a lot of people online and on social media, preferably our people, is we have this selective outrage about our image in the media when it comes to entertainment, when it comes to music, or anything of that sort. We have selective outrage because one minute it's we're not being represented correctly, we're not representing ourselves correctly, and then the next minute it's just entertainment. So which one is it? Which one is it? What side of this are you on? Because you can't be on both. And you can't ride the fence. And this is the problem that I have. People like to ride the fence when something doesn't fit how they feel. So now it's not really like that. Oh, it's not really that serious. Because what? Because you agree with it? So now we have all this selective outrage on how Black men and Black women are really viewed in the media all of a sudden. All of a sudden, oh, it's not like that. Oh, that's not what that was. Really? Really? So on one hand, it's not good for us to celebrate the drug dealer. But then it's cool to celebrate the drug dealer when we watch him on Love and Hip Hop and we want to call him successful. But then turn around and talk about how the media paints Black men out to be criminals. But don't you like that nigga that's on Love and Hip Hop? Who's a criminal? Who's a known felon? Don't you like him? Don't you think he's cute? Huh? This is what I mean by selective outrage. Either you're against how they portray us or you're not. Either the music business portrays Black women in the wrong way or they don't. It's either one or the other. Because in the entertainment industry, you are not in control of your image. Remember? You wear based on what? What they have you to wear. You don't make a decision on what you wear. Like, these people are not in control of their lives. But I just noticed the selective outrage that go on with Black folk. One minute we love and hip hop. It helped people. It helped these artists rebrand themselves. Then the next minute it's toxic. One minute the whole world love Blueface. Bust down Tatiana, bust down Tatiana. Even start using the term Tatiana. Then the next minute, oh, he's abusing Krayshawn Rock. Oh, he's abusive. One minute, y'all love Krayshawn Rock. She's a movie. She's entertaining. Then the next minute, she's crazy. Then the next minute, she's on drugs. What is it? What is all this selective outrage? See, selective outrage comes when you're not firm in what you believe in. When you're not going to stand on something, make your point and stand on your point. So if the entertainment business has not served Black people any good, then stand on that. Don't say, oh, it's just entertainment. When a situation pops up and you like the situation, you actually agree with it. So now it's just entertainment. It's just entertainment. When you are in agreement, it's entertainment. And we need to just leave it there, and we don't need to think that much into it, and it's not that serious. But when Trick Daddy talk about doing what he doing, we got a whole bunch of people making blogs and all types of shit about Trick Daddy. Why is that? Why can't that man eat ass in peace? Oh, that's not healthy. Oh, he might be sick. Oh, how could you do that? That's nasty. Selective outrage. This is selective outrage. 1 minute, oh, it's these children should be able to choose what they want. They shouldn't be forced to do stuff. Then the next minute, you got a problem with Zaya Wade. Black people and their selective outrage about entertainment is ridiculous. If it's just entertainment, then leave it there. Then anything you see in the media that come across your timeline, you should not be feeling no type of way about it. You should not be talking about how the entertainment business and how these rappers and NFL players and basketball players don't do shit for black folks. You shouldn't be talking about that. You know why? Because that's in the realm of entertainment. And if it's just entertainment, then what are we looking to get from them? Why are we expecting these people to come back and do something? Why are we trying to hold these people accountable for doing something for their people when they're just entertainers? It's just entertainment. So why are we expecting them to stand firm in what they say? Why are we holding them to their word? They're just entertainers. It's just entertainment, right? Exactly. Y'all get down in the comment section and let me know what y'all think. Let me know what y'all think, man. Shout out to everybody in the building. Salute to all the visionaries. Make sure y'all like, share, subscribe. Hit that notification bell so you notify every time I drop some new content right here on Sheep Stay Sleep TV. Shout out to all you visionaries, and I'm going to catch y'all on the next one. Peace.